basement prices.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today we're set to hear about real estate numbers. The Case-Shiller Housing Price Index will be released this morning. You don't need reminding that across the country, prices have tanked. And that's had a big effect on those who sell houses for a living. The National Association of Realtors reports a 13% drop in membership since 2006. Think that'll go away as houses start selling again? Marketplace's Dan Gretsch says, not so fast.
Real estate agents once had exclusive access to the list of properties for sale. Now that information is available online for free. Does that mean realtors are going the way of the travel agent? Ron Sheffield of EWM Realtors says no. His 700 agents can talk not just about price, but about how a property was constructed or the circumstances of its sale.
For our agents who work in these markets day in, day out, I mean, they just accumulate a lot of knowledge in their heads that you can't find really anywhere.
Peter Zalewski runs Condo Vultures, a real estate consultancy that specializes in distressed properties. He says realtors are like spam filters.
The internet provides you the crude oil, but it doesn't necessarily refine it. So you can make it gasoline and put it in your car. And that's ultimately the institutional knowledge that I think individual realtors can provide.
During the boom, the number of realtors swelled by 50% to 2 million. Experts say those ranks will thin, not because of sites such as ForSaleByOwner.com, but because there aren't enough homes out there to sell. I'm Dan Gretsch. For Marketplace.
There are reports this morning that North Korea fired two test missiles just a day after a huge nuclear test, and that's increasing market uncertainty across the globe. In Seoul, the Korean benchmark lost 2%. The Nikkei in Japan shed a third of a percent. European markets are slightly off right now. American markets opened the short week having gained a few points last week. Today in Detroit, General Motors meets with the UAW. Members are looking at a cost-cutting deal there as GM has a Monday deadline to restructure or file bankruptcy. Canadian auto workers voted in favor of such a deal yesterday. Hyundai is eyeing some deep pockets with its new entry this summer, the Equus. As Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports, the Korean carmaker's motivations are going far beyond the luxury car customer.
Hyundai may be one of the world's largest automakers, but
here in the U.S., there are many folks that look at Hyundai and see that as a low-end product.
That's Alexander Edwards, who heads the automotive section at Strategic Vision. He says at more than $70,000 a pop, the Equus will compete with luxury cars made by Mercedes and BMW. Jeff Schuster at J.D. Power & Associates says Hyundai's hope is that the Equus will lift the entire brand's image.
It's really looking at moving from what really has been perceived as the economic choice in the various segments that they've been playing in, which tended to really focus on the small basic cars.
The Equus has been selling in overseas markets for years, but Alexander Edwards says attracting a high-end U.S. consumer won't be easy because a lot of the buying decision comes down to prestige.
When I get in this vehicle, am I going to be James Bond? Am I going to be Batman? Is it going to be able to magically transform me into that ideal self I have in a luxury vehicle?
Hyundai's been building up to this point in the U.S. with rollouts of increasingly fancy automobiles like the Genesis and the Santa Fe. The question, Edwards says, is can it gild its image without alienating its low-end consumer base? In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
With summer officially on its way, it could be time to pick up a new air conditioner. Want one that uses less energy? Just look for that Energy Star label, right? For the past 16 years, the government certified the most efficient products under that Energy Star program. But could it be a scam? From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Caitlin Carroll.
Okay, no, it's not a scam. It is, however, a program with problems. Steven Saltzman is a deputy editor at Consumer Reports. He says the results are questionable because the Energy Star program relies on data provided by manufacturers.
We're not saying that they lie, but the testing procedures that they're following allow them to report data that's just simply not accurate.
Consumer Reports checked a few Energy Star-rated refrigerators and found the claims fell short. The manufacturers had taken measurements with ice makers turned off. That's not typical use. Also unusual, testing a dishwasher with a clean load, but some were tested that way.
There's nothing that indicates to us that there is a problem or that we're getting incorrect information from manufacturers.
Maria Vargas is from the EPA. She says her agency and the Department of Energy test bestsellers to make sure the self-certifications are accurate. They also raise standards every year, so Energy Star appliances exceed average efficiency rates. Vargas says those appliances can drop household utility bills by a third.
He said Bosch doesn't have the water softening, but then...
At Absolute Appliances in Hollywood, California, Meryl Akhmajian cares about those savings.
We don't want anything extra that takes extra space or... you know, extra energy. We just want it to be compact and usable.
All of them should have an energy guide.
The manager of the store, Edward Tellis, is helping Akhmajian find a new dishwasher. Tellis says a lot of utilities and states also offer rebates for Energy Star appliances.
There are some customers, that's their first thing, is energy. Energy efficiency, or it could be, you know, that it's green. That's really the new hit big word.
Saltzman from Consumer Reports says as all appliances become more efficient, Energy Star standards should be raised higher and faster.
You've got to raise the bar. You've got to make it that much harder for companies to get there so that, you know, people are buying what is genuinely the most efficient.
President Obama has called on the Energy Department to do just that. And a bill supporting the same aim is moving through the Senate. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
I hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org, where you can find the Scratchpad and share your thoughts. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.